Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So maternity clothes are
difficult.
Hard to come by. As you can see, this is what I'm wearing, because this is all that was available in Penny's. And I wore it on Saturday. I was bringing Bobby to my 3-year-old. I was bringing him to a birthday party and he came in. I'll clip this as a visual and put it on the Instagram so that people will know what I'm talking about. But it's like what black and white stripes. It's a dress.
Hamburglar.
This is where you basically just told the punchline. So Bobby comes in, right? I'm blow drying my hair and Bobby comes in. Remember, he's 3 and he goes, "It looks like you're wearing your pajamas." But I know you're not wearing your pajamas. It's just a dress, but it looks like you're wearing your pajamas. And I was like, cool, grand. Nothing to humble you like a 3-year-old, that's fine. I could get over that. It was just like, you don't know fashion. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're 3. Shut your mouth, you're 3.
Yeah.
Then Adam comes in, your partner. He goes, "Fuck Beetlejuice." Right? I was like, fuck it. And anyway, I was like, lads, they don't know fashion. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm going to rock this dress. I'm kind of liking it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like the shape. It's kind of grand. And then, do you remember I was saying about my doorbell, the way that it pings every time somebody goes in or out of the house? Mm-hmm. And I forget that it pings for us as well. So the doorbell, as I was leaving, for just now, coming to you, it pinged and I was like, that's grand, I ignored it. And then I forgot about it. And I got the notification when I pulled up here, so I looked at it. I was like, oh God, who was at the door? She says, "I'm only gone like 10 minutes. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck, for the split second before I coughed, it was me. I was like, shit, it's a burglar.
No.
My own dress. I'm slagging my own dress.
You were like,
roast me in the comments. I don't give a shit. I want to actually I'm going to fucking wear it and just see. I'm going to make up a collective of all of the slaggings that I can get. And maybe I'll go through them one day.
I think this lends to the fact that children are ruthless.
Yeah.
One child once told me that I had a tummy like Santa Claus. And I was like,
you can't even tell them to fuck off. That's the thing. Like,
I was like, oh, you know what? You're not wrong.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Carla, and I'm still not over that sick burn.
Carla and our still belly full of jelly.
Literally. Still not over that sick burn.
I feel like I sound very loud today.
Kids are wild.
They are fucking wild.
They'll let you know how they feel.
Assholes.
Yeah.
The whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Absolute assholes. Few house things to address. We're on Patreon. The link's down in the show notes. It always is. We've gotten a load of comments on Patreon this week saying that people have been Signing up and binging.
And as you should. Yeah. Treat yourself.
A fucking delight.
€6 a month. Treat yourself.
Exactly.
Netflix are doing fuck all for you.
Yeah.
They really are. There's nothing on there.
There's nothing on there. No. There's really no. It's not doing its thing.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Feeling pregnant now.
Yeah, you look preggo.
Yeah.
You have since
6 months now. Yeah.
You're 6 months.
I know. I told you when I was like, what, 2 weeks?
Eh.
I know.
Oh my God. Quickest 6 months of my life.
I can't believe it's 6 fucking months though.
That child's nearly driving a car.
It's getting paid more than me.
That car is at its 21st already. What's going on?
The fuck? I know. It's weird. It's so weird.
Mad.
Really, really strange.
I did send you. So, as we know, Jen is going through a bit of a Buffy phase of her life.
Oh, I finished it.
Yeah, I sent you something and you didn't look at it. It's sexy Lego Buffy.
Oh, shit.
And she didn't even look at it. And she's supposed to be like...
My DMs are...
The Buffy...
Absolutely getting ignored. Sorry, show me this.
Imagine that, ignoring
sexy
your own cult.
Sexy Lego Buffy.
Yeah.
William's bloody with a chip in his head. Yeah. I kind of love this town.
Wow.
It's a bit long now, so you might want to
wait. Yeah, no, I won't play the whole thing, but I'm in it. I'm interested. No, I finished Buffy. I've no more guest stars for you. Mm. I started Angel though.
Yeah.
Sorry,
your man who plays the Irish actor,
Owen Quinn.
Yeah, and he passed away.
Yeah, no, we talked about it this a few weeks ago.
Did we? Okay, we talked about it.
Because I kind of
Doyle.
Francis Doyle.
Yeah,
but he's actually Irish. Do you know what I mean?
No, he is. No, thank God.
Because like when Angelus was doing this whole thing, where
I don't know what to tell you, Buffy. Me and Spike and Cordelia are over here now. But worse, range. But way worse.
It's really disorientating though, going from season finale. I don't remember watching the last season of Buffy. I did not remember one thing or how it ended.
I remember, you know, when they were supposed to finish it when she actually died.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to finish it and they were like, skrrr.
It was too popular.
Yeah. That is the only one I remember. I don't remember anything
That's
else after
the
that.
The season finale that I remember, and I was like, how does this keep going for another two seasons, actually? And then, like, I was interested to see, but the season finale, and I was obviously, you know, coming of age, I was a teenager. Yeah. I obviously gave up on it at that stage because I don't remember.
You probably aged out.
I just got bit. I was like, they're tearing the arse out of this.
Yeah. You know you even knew at that age.
Yeah, like, exactly. They're tearing the arse out of this. One. But no, I finished it. And then it's disorientating going to Angel because Angel starts, I think, after this season 3 finale of Buffy.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So there's crossovers.
There's crossovers. Yeah.
Like Spike is still evil.
Yeah.
Like it's, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's weird. Sorry, I'm boring as now. Like, yeah, I'm so into it.
I know.
So into it. It's so easy to watch. Anybody who's pregnant, who either did or didn't watch Buffy, do it.
Do that. I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé UK. Oh my God.
I couldn't binge a reality show.
I love you, chicken. That's Jose. Okay. 28 years old from Colombia, who is marrying 39-year-old Louise, and he speaks not much English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And she is like, I need you to tell me if you've been sleeping with prostitutes, and he... can't translate that. So it's like, okay. And her son, who's 20, is like, this man is a joke. And he's literally like, you're a joke. And your man's just like, yeah.
Right, okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Very interesting. Loads of different dynamics. Like, you know, it's not just, I feel like sometimes with the American one, it's like same dynamic. Whereas I feel like with the UK one, it's like that couple, there's a lot of young people.
A little bit unhinged, kind
like
of.
Yeah, but it's like there's such a mix of, like, there's such a mix of ages, and then there's such a mix of brides and grooms. Do you know that kind of way?
Mm.
Like, there's one guy who is trying to marry. There's a Scottish bloke who's trying to marry a bird from Kazakhstan. Like, there's some girl who is trying to marry somebody from Mexico. Like, loads of there's like loads and loads of different ones.
Right. Okay.
I feel like that's. I feel like on the American ones, I feel like I was watching the same every time that I saw it. I was like, I see the same. But yeah, I would highly recommend.
Right, okay.
It's very funny. Like, it's absolutely gas. But he's like, you'll see him on. You have to have seen him on TikTok.
Okay.
You'll see all the clips, and they're like, this can't be real, because he has a fro, and he speaks zero.
Why don't they? Do they use like the text to speech? You'd speak into Google Translate and it kind of, you can use that as a translator.
Oh, yeah, they do that. That's what I mean. She's trying to do that at one point. She's like,
did you see the video where you're born in Spain?
No.
you'll come across definitely your thing. It's a girl and she's like, after ringing reception at 5 o'clock in the morning about 12 times, she was looking for like an open place that sells kebabs. She's from Ireland.
Dead right.
And then she hears a knock at the door and she's like, oh. And she's just recording herself. Like, she's obviously locked, right? Yeah. And she's just recording herself. And then she opens the door and he's like, he doesn't speak English. She's like, oh, English. And he's like, no. So he speaks into the phone and he's like, what do you want? And she was like,
kebab.
Food. And it just went dead silent. But it's the face on her. She's like dead serious. She's like, mad for a kebab.
She's like, food, please, if you don't mind.
And that's the end of the video. Oh, it's fucking brilliant. It's great.
Okay, I will look that up. On today's episode, let's dive right in, shall we? 10 minutes in.
Dive right in, as usual.
So, I want to do something on things that people think, like, or that you look back on, you thought were normal in your relationship, but most definitely were not normal in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And, like, this could also be, when you look back, you're like, that was mad controlling. But it can also be stuff like, that was such a red flag and I had no idea.
It doesn't even have to be that sinister, I don't
know. No, think. That's what I mean.
Because, like, the only thing that springs to mind isn't actually that sinister for me.
What was it?
So, but I haven't had that many relationships. Like, all of my relationships have been really long. Mm-hmm. So, the relationship that I was in before Adam, it was, like, a teenage kind of. Yeah. Like, we got together teenage when we were, dream. Like,
sure.
18. Finished when we were like 21. It was like a 3-year thing, but we knew each other since we were like nippers, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But he, so every time, and not in a bad way, I actually really liked his family, do you know what I mean? And like I wouldn't have a bad word to say about them or him or anything like that, but I did at the time. I was like, every time, every fucking time, because it was around the time when we all start driving. So yeah. We all got that bit of freedom or whatever, yeah. And we were able to be just like, right, I'll see you later, ma, you know, going at the Kraus or whatever, like, be back at fucking whatever time, just as, like, we were literally getting our freedom. We were turning 18, 19, there was no more curfews, summer holidays, no more school, that kind of thing. And every time he said, I'm going out, his ma sent him to the shop.
What?
To get her something.
No.
It was like, as soon as he started driving, she was like, okay, now I have...
You're leaving the gaff.
A DPD driver.
Get me some milk. You're leaving the gaff. I need some strawberries. Yeah. You're leaving the gaff. Tea bags wouldn't go, miss.
That's what it was.
But just consistently.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every single time. Every single time. Like, we would have something to be somewhere at a specific time. And we'd leave just enough for the time that it would take to get from the house to that place. And she'd still ask. Or one day I remember driving home and I just rang him. I was like, I'm stopping off at the Chinese on the way back. Do you want that? And then next of all, I get a text. And his whole family have put in their order. And I'm like,
what? Oh my God.
And then it was like at one stage.
Oh, that would drive me insane.
At one stage I was like, I kind of just, it had been happening for a few months before I was actually like, actually,
this isn't,
we're hanging this around with your family.
We're not dating each other, we're dating your family.
This is like, yeah, it got to a stage where it was like, this is a bit fucking much actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And then that's when I think things start to kind of fall off a cliff. But I didn't for ages. I was just like, oh, it's great. Because we were going from that kind of childhood, your ma's still looking after you, still living in your ma's, still a teenager. Do you know what I mean?
Tick on it. Oh, where?
Well, now when I look back on it, I'm like, oh my God, I would never do that. I don't think I could ever do that to Bobby. Do you know? Like, it's just real melty behaviour.
It is, yeah.
So melty.
It's melty, but is it like abnormal?
Yeah, for the
amount? Okay, for the sheer amount.
For
the volume.
Sheer.
Yeah. The volume. the volume of request. Yeah.
It was a lot, you know.
No fair.
A big, full, like it was a big circumference was fucking huge. Like it was happening a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, that's fair.
But then I can't, there's no other thing that springs out, but maybe when I see the listeners, what they've submitted, I'd be like, oh yeah.
Maybe when
is that not normal?
Well, there was one that came to mind, and like, again, we'll probably dive through these and I'll be like, oh yeah, that happened to me, like X3000. Mm. But there was one guy who had watched so much porn on his iPhone that like his iPhone, like the software, and you know what apples are like?
Mm.
Like, it's very hard to kind of get a virus on your iPhone.
It is, yeah.
And this fucker had a virus on his iPhone.
Okay. Right.
And I fully thought that was like,
That's a lot.
Like, I was like, that's lad behaviour.
That's
sure.
Too much. If an apple is getting a virus.
That's what I mean. Like, the phone was fucked from it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, again, and I remember at the time just being like, that's lads. And I remember saying to my friends and being like, do you put two and two together now?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, again, that was when I was quite young.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, why are you like admitting this to me? Like, there's so many things. Like, there's things that, like, do you ever look back and you're like, why are you telling me this?
Or why? I actually saw.
Like, stop. Why do you think this is something that I should know? You know what I mean? It's like, are you trying?
And that's why I feel like lads that like try and push sometimes like weird kind of boundaries to see like what you'll accept, and then
probably
will, like, blow up if you get like annoyed about it. Anyway, still to this day I think about that. Still to this day I'm like, why did you tell me that?
Yeah. He was obviously just very, like, he felt comfortable with you. Comfortable enough.
No, I did know him. Like, I knew him prior to dating him.
Right, okay.
Like, I knew him from a different situation. Do you know that kind of way? And then reconnected or whatever else like that. But still.
Yeah.
Still. Is that the thing to tell me?
He just made himself comfortable, Carla.
Oh, yeah. It was just at such ease. He was in such peace with your presence.
You have that aura about you.
Thanks.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I would tell you. If I was flat out on the porno, I would be telling you.
Like, natural way for people to, like, I'm an overshare, and they're like, do you know what? It's time for me to overshare.
Bam.
Yeah.
Beat you to it. Yeah.
I'm actually going to be oversharing at this session. Thank you.
My turn, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Very bonkers.
Yeah, there's nothing else I can really think of, but maybe when we go through some of this, there's some of the submissions I would like.
Well, let's have a look and see what you guys said about this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
So, first one here, and it's a long one. My parents split up when I was a teenager. I won't trauma dump here. The pod isn't the place for it. Excuse me, the pod is exactly the place for it.
That's for the voice notes, love.
Thanks.
Send us a voice note.
Yeah. But I grew up for a long time thinking that when two people are married, it's common for one spouse to not have platonic friends that they invite over. Growing up, I didn't invite my friends either to my house at all when I was younger. I wasn't ashamed of how my house looked on the inside. I'd grown up with this belief that I realised that just wasn't true. It turns out that once your parents get married, their platonic friends aren't supposed to just disappear out of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
A healthy relationship between two people means you don't have to hide, nor do you need to pretend you don't have friends, because your partner is supposed to be the main thing in your life. I realised that growing up, I had unknowingly absorbed that unhealthy relationship dynamic.
Oh, shit.
It's mad, the stuff that you pick up from your parents, and you're like, that's mad normal now. And then you're like, hold on.
Yeah, yous are actually going through it.
Yeah, you were like, hold on, what the fuck?
Two yous had fucking Xbox controllers stapled into your backs, like, yous are controlling the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's
very odd.
Fucking hell, that's weird, yeah.
Very odd. So I have another one here. When I was with my first boyfriend when I was 18 for over a year, he would simply ignore me in most scenarios. Like, all night out in a pub, pretend he didn't know me, and then I'd just go home with him. We were in sixth year in the same school at the time, and he'd walk past me in the hall as if I was a stranger, but he'd wait by my car for a lift home. Carpool King.
You had a master. You didn't have a boyfriend. Sorry. You didn't have a boyfriend when you were 18. You had a master.
This is my favourite part. Not only that, I'd be fighting for my life with the girls, saying, no, honestly, we're just really independent. We really respect each other's space.
Denial is not just Cleopatra's canal. You know? It's a real thing. It affects real people.
We just respect each other. We just get each other. You wouldn't get it because you and your boyfriend have to, like, be together and, like, chat to each other. And me and my boyfriend, we don't have to do that unless we're in private.
We don't have to do the PDA. You're so embarrassing. You're so embarrassing with your PDAs.
We've got private time.
Private time.
Yeah.
Did they actually speak when they were alone?
I'd actually love to know.
Text her back. Yeah, just find out. She's typing already.
She's actually typing already, guys. So we're about to find out if he actually spoke to her.
A few in the box here, so they're a little bit shorter, okay? One here, only doing things he wanted to do, watching shows he wanted to watch, and never leaving his room.
That is...
See, I feel like, though, right, and I'm not just finding this at all, these are going to be stories from when we were all, like, 18, 19, you know? Like,
I don't think so.
Weird.
I don't think so.
Never leaving his room? Yeah. That sounds like a young flip.
It does... But, oh, sorry, she replied.
Oh, she replied. Can we divulge on the pod?
She said, of course we did speak when we were alone. Oh, we were just like best friends alone, but he just wouldn't acknowledge me in any other situation.
Well, at least there was a reason for us sticking around. It'd be different, like...
This is getting worse. At least if he was a bit off with you when you were alone, you'd kind of be like, oh, you're just like quiet dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the fact that you were like bestos.
Fuck's sake.
I'd be like, fuck off.
Mad behaviour.
Yeah.
Yeah, staying in the room and then only doing things that... Yeah, that's not... Yeah. It's mad to learn, though.
Yeah, but I think that's a lot of people that want to be single but in a relationship. You know, that kind of thing where they're like, I'm not actually going to change anything about my lifestyle. I'm not going to change anything about the way that I do things.
It's my life and you're just living in it.
It's my life and you just so happen to be lucky enough to be chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just in it with us.
It does keep getting worse, unfortunately. She said, girls, I worked with him for over 4 years. That's how we met. And when we were on shift together, he would barely acknowledge me either.
Fuck's sake. What? Oh, Jesus. Right. Right, next one here in the box. A 25-year-old man dating a 19-year-old. What did we talk about?
I always think this.
Yeah.
I always think
like
this.
Age like, gaps are so fine, but it depends on the context or the age gap. Like,
25 and 19, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You want to be either a really immature 25-year-old or a really mature 19-year-old. And I'm not saying 19-year-olds are immature, but there's definitely differences there.
Yeah.
Life experience... All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But when you look back, you're like, what did we
what the fuck did we talk about? Yeah.
Genuinely. Like, you were my, like, maybe
oh,
just.
She is flat. Well, how I let my way with the audacity the man had.
Yeah, well, look, we do silly things when we don't know. And as you said, you're fighting with the girls. No, it's just we respect boundaries. We respect each other. We don't actually need to talk. We're totally fine. Things that I thought were normal. Hey, yells. I thought it was normal to not hear from my ex all day and all night and sometimes into the next day. He always told me he was just busy and he didn't have a chance to look at his phone. But he was online on WhatsApp regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
He simply didn't give a continental fuck about me or my feelings. But on the flip side, it's only now that I'm with my boyfriend 3 years that I realise that that is not normal. He literally will text me even just to say I'm going to be busy for a little while. I'll give you a shout when I can. It's the little things.
Yeah.
I'm now no longer anxious when I don't hear from him, and I don't worry if I don't hear from him. This took a long time to unlearn. Have a great week.
Aww.
And then she said, I think you're amazing and I love listening to you now. Double whammy on a Monday now that I'm back to work and school.
Ah, thank you.
This queen knows the Patreon.
It's worth it. Yeah, no, that's like, they're not texting and stuff. Like, it's just, it's mental what some people will do in a relationship and get away with it.
I think it goes back to that thing where it's like that lack of consideration.
Yeah.
Where...
That's all we want is a bit of fucking consent.
I just think it's like, it's not even out of badness. It's not like trying to be like, yeah, I'm not going to text her. I think it's really like the thought of
they
you
don't think
doesn't
you.
Come into your brain.
They don't, yeah, no.
Which is probably even worse. But at the same time, it's like, what do they call it? Unconscious routine and stuff like that. Mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Mm. Yeah. Him reading my messages on my phone and never clicked it was a red flag until after we broke up.
Now, there is such a divide on this. What do you think? Him. On like checking people's phones.
Okay. On one hand, I can see why people do it because you ask that person and they're definitely going to lie to you. You need to find out. But it is also an invasion of privacy and like very intrusive on somebody's. Do you know what I mean? Like if you have a good feeling or you're not happy about something, fucking walk away. If you're not strong enough to do that, then it should just be together in the first. Like, but I can see why people do it as well.
This is my thing. If you think that there's something dodgy going on,
and you find out that there is something dodgy going on the phone.
Mm. Then, and you were right. Yeah, yeah.
Then you've just saved yourself a lot of time, effort, money and heartache by figuring it out earlier. But then at the same time, I don't think you can ever go onto someone's phone and be happy with what you're seeing.
No, you definitely can't. And I do think as well, this is a bit of an unpopular opinion, and there'll probably be messages coming in saying, no, Jen, no, it's just wrong. You shouldn't be looking at people's private stuff. But I do feel like there's that thing there of like years of people getting caught.
Yeah.
True, looking at their phones, and they flip it. They flip reverse it, and they're like, you shouldn't have been going through my phone. And then it's this kind of conditioning where you're just like, oh God, I shouldn't have gone through the phone. And now it's kind of the narrative that you couldn't get. But also, I asked you 6 months ago, you told me I was crazy. The gaslighting started then. I was fucking right.
Yeah.
There's a reason I'm going through your phone, and I fucking found it. Now you're sorry you got caught. Like, do you know? It is. I can see why there is a divide on it. I can see why people do it, and I can see why it's not right either.
Yeah.
It's so fucking... I'm gonna sit my hole on the fence on this one.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because like automatically I'm like, no, it's wrong. You should trust your partner. But partners break trust.
Yeah.
So like that's
people,
what I mean.
There's people who have been together 20 years and then you hear about them going off having mad affairs with like...
No, funny. Like there's one I only heard of recently, but I'm actually going to have her on the podcast soon because there was a deception.
Fuck.
Beyond
belief.
Belief, girls and boys. And she's just sorting out her shit, but she has said that she would love to come on and rinse the fucker. So,
love it!
So, because it is an entanglement, shall we say.
Do we know this person?
I know.
Public person. Okay. Right, okay.
But look, we'll get, as I said, I'm not going to ruin it because, as I said, there's levels.
Right.
But the only reason she found out is because the other woman checked the phone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, none the wiser.
Right.
Wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every day together would not have made sense.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Madness. So there you go.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. I just think, and I do, I totally understand it. And I see people on TikTok all the time, see people on Instagram all the time, see it in podcasts, and they're like, you should never be checking. And like, I'm sure if somebody who like studies relationships sat down here and was like, here's all the reasons why X, Y, and Z. But I'm like, I do know at least two or three people now who have been able to confirm their suspicions and be able to get themselves out of situations that they were otherwise being very much manipulated because they were able to go, here is the proof.
Yeah, exactly.
But then at the same time, I don't think it should be like a frivolous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that kind of way?
Yeah. There's nothing that pisses me off more is when somebody is caught through like finding something out on the phone. And their automatic like attack is, you should have been looking at
it's always the way.
See, this is the thing. Like, oh, it's such a fucking, it's muddy waters, isn't it?
Our nature is defensive though. You know, that kind of way, like obviously they're going to, why are you checking my phone?
My ma always says, the best form of defence is attack when you're in the wrong. And she's not wrong.
And look, that's wise words from Sheila Sheik.
Little Sheila Sheik knows what's fucking up.
There you go.
I mean, and it's from raising two girls as well. Because she accused us of smoking, and we were like, what are you doing?
You're smoking!
And she was. But so was I. You know? Exactly. Having separate... Okay, so this is the next one, sorry. Having separate bank accounts when you're married unless you both earn exactly the same, share everything.
No.
Sorry. This, having separate bank accounts, she thought that was normal.
When they were married.
When they were married.
Unless they earned the exact same. So the condition was, once you're earning the same as me, then we'll have a joint.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that. Right, okay. When you're married, unless you both earn the exact same. Fuck off. No, that's weird.
Again.
Me and Adam opened a joint account the minute we moved in together.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a joint, but like... we only use it for bills and utilities and
it's
all that
for
other
house
kind of stuff.
Expenses.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, again, might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't think I'd ever get to a place where I was completely comfy just banging both.
Banging my salary in? No, I don't bang my salary in.
Yeah. I don't think I could live like that. And I see it a lot in like the Medicus. But that couldn't be me. That just wouldn't be me. That would kind of freak me out a little bit. I'd be like, okay, so how's that being managed?
No, well, I think having your own bank account, him having his own bank account, you get paid your salary into your own bank account and then you transfer the same amount of money to 200, 300 a week, whatever, into the joint.
Yeah.
And then you still have your independent. I think that's kind of the perfect balance now.
Yeah, I think you have your independent. Yeah.
You have your independent amounts or like walking around money or whatever.
Yeah. But what do you think about, say one person is earning 100 grand, mm-hmm. the other person is earning 40 grand, but mm-hmm. they split everything down the middle? I always find this one tricky.
I think it depends on context. I really do.
Mm.
Because Adam earns more than me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I basically fucking do everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
Yeah. I think if you threw kids in and all that other kind of crack,
In that context, it's kind of like... But like, he's still putting in the same amount. It's not like the taxpayer system. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not paying 40%, I'm paying 20%. We're both saying paying the exact same amount. So I think that's it's fair on him. I wouldn't expect him to pay more because he earns more.
Yeah, and this is where again it's kind of one of those things that I'm like,
But if you heard of a couple that did, and it was, say, the man was putting in more and she wasn't because she worked part time and had the kids more.
Oh, that's different. That's a different story. I mean, more like, let's just say two, you know, dual income, no kids.
Okay. Dual income, no kids, full time.
Both full time. Where does the...
I know, but then it goes to like, what you spend your money on? You know, kind of like, why do you need that much?
Yeah, and I think it depends on like lifestyle.
Oh,
I
we're
think
inside it, the cage, the chopper's out.
The chopper's out. I think it depends as well if it's like, say the woman is earning the more money,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to go on like a lavish holiday, and he's like, my budget's X, and she's like, okay, well, I can meet you. You give 30, I'll give 70. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Because it's like, that's what she can afford. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
You don't want people going broke over trying to keep up with someone else. But at the same time, like, if you can help that and contribute to that, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But then at the same time, it's hard.
It's so hard. I think it depends. It's every single case is individual and it depends on the context. I really think you can't just... It's not one rule.
It's not like a blanket statement, yeah.
It's not blanket.
No, well, there you go.
It's not a blanket.
Look, I just thought I'd ask the questions.
It's an interesting point, Carla. Yeah, yeah. We're going to keep this short today. We're going to go and record our Patreon because Carla's a very busy lady.
I'm going to Electric Picnic. Pray for me.
Pray for me. Are you glamping, though?
Yeah.
Well, then.
But I'm working.
But you're glamping.
Yeah. That doesn't... Like, you'd swear glamping is like... It's still a tent.
Ah, but it's better than a tent, though. Is it one of them Pink Moon things, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in that campsite. I'm in the one of the other campsites.
Right, okay.
But,
But it's not as bad as a tent. Like, remember last year? It was a fucking washout. People got depression from EP last year. Like, they came out and got diagnosed.
I was there the Friday, and then I wasn't there this... Because I was there the Friday checking some stuff out for, funnily enough, for this year. I was there the Friday checking some stuff out, did not go near the place on the Saturday, and then the Sunday, me and Tom drove down, had the best day ever.
It wasn't too bad, though. Yeah.
It was just... We just drove down and drove home. Like, got home at, like, 2 a.m. Perfect. We had a ball.
Yeah.
Had a ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
But it is just one of those, one of those things that, what do you be, I don't know what to be packing. Do you get me? Mm. The last festival I went to was Tomorrowland, and that was in 2019. And that was a very different weather.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was hot. Mm-hmm. It was in July, you know? Whereas now I'm like, it's saying that it's not going to rain, but when has it ever not rained?
Alan from Carlo Weather has said it's not going to, and I don't think you can't fault the man. He puts in an awful lot of effort for somebody who's a hobbyist. Like,
when it comes to the weather,
he's on Twitter.
Okay.
Or X, as it's now called. He zeets, but he does. It's called Carlo Weather, and he basically cracks it all down into layman's terms. And like, if something was coming up, so he's been talking about EP for like the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So he's been like, "Yes, looking good for EP. This is happening, but I think it's going to fade away before." Like this, I don't know what some sort of fucking storm is supposed to hit. Whenever, like, you know what I mean. But he's really good, and you should follow him, Carlo Weather. He just does it as a hobby. He's great though.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been nothing but fucking bad news lately. But it's not his fault. The weather's shit. Do you know? Do you have an unpopular opinion before we go, Carla?
Jen, I do. Give me a moment. I understand it, but I don't like it.
Mm.
There is something to me that is so off-putting about art installations in water.
Art installations in water.
Yeah.
Can't like, say I know what the fuck you're on about.
So let me show you what I'm like. I feel like this is really self-explanatory.
Somebody putting sculptures underwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I find it really, like, unbelievably off-putting. Like, you're just in the sea and then there's like a big statue coming out of the sea. And you're like, the sea is just something that shouldn't be disturbed.
Yeah.
You know, or like, there's ones where they've like put like faces and stuff underneath. I'm like, who wants to go near that? Who wants to be floating by in a boat and there's just a big fucking giant face in the sea?
Okay. Where is this happening? Like, I don't...
All over the world, Jen. Really? It's a phenomenon.
What the fuck?
Like, it's just... Like, you, I'm trying to like, get you a good...
At the top of this...
You think that that's normal? What you think that that's okay? That's fucking weird, Jen.
That looks like a human's face.
That's the point. It's in Bilbao.
Oh, God.
That is the point. And it depends on the tide, so how much you can see over.
Oh, for fuck's
it's
sake.
It's so off-putting. But any of them I just don't like.
But that, like... That's so surely dangerous for emergency services and stuff like that. Like the Coast Guard flying past that is surely going to get themselves into a predicament thinking that that's somebody in distress.
Well, I'm sure.
There's a moon face down there. Bless her. She looks to be floating. Come on, we retrieve the body. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
You said at the top of this, I understand it, but I don't like it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, like there's other ones like in Thessaloniki, but it still didn't sit right with me. Do you go?
Thessaloniki. In that Thessaloniki, sounds Greek.
It is. It's like these moon kind of things, moon and water. Sorry, I'm just trying to show you so you understand. It's like, yeah, there's like this little moon sculpture that's in the water.
Yeah,
It still freaks me out. I'm like, where's the end? Where does that finish? What if you like got swept out and you banged into it and then oh no, it just freaks me out.
Yeah, it doesn't. It seems a bit pointless.
It just and I get it because it looks again. As I said, I think it looks cute.
No. It's pointless. I'm just about on board with the phases of the moon on the side of the road as you're driving down to Bray.
Yeah.
Or that big ball on the Nace Road.
I hate that. What are you doing?
All of the roads painted onto it.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. Or you know when sometimes there's like a boat. Do you get me? It's like Jason and the Argonauts or something like that. They're like some kind of story that they're like telling through this installation in the middle of the sea. Get that out of the sea.
Yeah.
Put that into a
Times
Square.
Yeah, a museum.
Yeah. Get that out of the sea. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's like disturbed water.
Yeah.
I don't like disturbed water. Water should just be the sea, should be the sea. Let the sea be the sea.
We're not trying to keep shit out of the sea.
Like, don't put...
Straws and stuff.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah, yeah, like, don't be putting big concrete blocks of mad shite.
Yeah.
Freaks me out. Or there's other ones that you can, like, dive to. Like, come on.
Yeah, okay.
There's something honestly genuinely so off-putting about it.
People have too much time on their hands. That's
it. Just not for me. Freaks.
The artists are like fucking stop dropping and rolling right now, going, shut the fuck up, it's art. Just like,
yeah, someone's sitting there being like, you don't get it.
Get a job. You're wasting everyone's time. You're fucking up the sea. Stop.
Do better. Do better.
Put it in a fucking museum. Sell it. Make a bit of money off it. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, so
get your coin. Do you have a, what's it called before we go?
A stomper.
Yeah. One of them.
Carla's stomper of the week.
This one is classified as a song that just always puts me in a good mood.
Oh, lovely.
So I hope that you get put in a good mood with me.
Enter the dragon. Leave it there in case it should. I don't like this.
You don't like this song?
Is that big your body roll?
Do you really like it? Do you really like it? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. Do you really
it's like times it? Like this. this where I'm like, oh no, now she's definitely a Brit licker. Like, she's, do you know, it's just real UK crunk.
Crunk. Crunk. I haven't heard that word.
I actually really want to hear crunk.
Crunk.
Live it, Lil Jon.
Crunk. Oh my God.
No, I'm sorry. I'm in UK, like grunge.
It's
garage.
Garage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garage.
That's now and again, like when you play music, I'm just like, she's such a Brit licker.
Mm-hmm.
It's real Brit.
I'll accept it.
Very Brit of you.
I'll accept it. You're not my audience.
I'm not your demographic.
You're not my demographic.
Lads, thanks very much for listening. We're going to continue the conversation over on Patreon. As I said, the description will be down in the show notes. Thanks very much for listening.
Have a ball.
Go on, enjoy your week, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.